Are you looking for a new math curriculum? CTC Math specializes in providing online video tutorials that take a multi-sensory approach to learning. Creative graphics and animation, synchronized with the friendly voice of internationally acclaimed teacher Pat Murray, make learning math easy and effective. Favorably reviewed in Kathy Duffy's 102 Top Picks and the Old Schoolhouse Crew Review, the lessons are short and concise to help your child break down concepts and appreciate math in a whole new way. Visit ctcmath.com today to start your free trial. That's ctcmath.com. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Thank you for joining me for part two of my conversation with Christy Clover, all about getting started with homeschooling. If you haven't yet listened to part one, you'll want to go back and listen. You'll definitely be encouraged. Now on to part two. So be a little bit more specific about the chunking. So you're talking about like talk a little bit more about that. Can you be more specific on that?
Yeah. So I thought to myself, I'm like, I should go run downstairs and go grab the printable. So I go, see. So the printable that I mentioned earlier, I have all this on there. So again, if you go to ChristyClover.com/sanity, and if somebody wants to write that in a little chat line, then people can see it. So it's just /sanity. That is where you will get not only the digital download of my book, but you'll get the printable, because when it comes to dividing, do you want me to talk about the dividing of the day or the dividing of the work?
Yes, to both.
Okay, we'll discuss day first.
I want to talk to the parent who literally like doesn't know anything about homeschooling, and they're like, "What is this crazy woman talking about chunking?"
I know. Chunking. So what the principle pretty much looks like, we'll visualize.
Okay.
You're letting your kids sleep in. You're maybe eating breakfast together, reading a book, doing any activity that you want to do together in the morning time. Again, getting that work that requires you. So whether you're reading a book together, maybe you're doing a little family devotion. Now is a great time to start the habit of doing a family devotion in the morning, because you have time. Even if it's just a quick family prayer, like, "Hey, Lord, just watch over our homeschool day and help us to just, you know, have some peace today and some joy today." So, you know, pray those things over your homeschool day. Yeah. Then you're going to get to work on their schoolwork. And so with their schoolwork, and this is where I'm like, I have a whole organization course, but it we won't get into that. But looking at the material. So if you are literally are brand new, you're going to take each child's material and separate it. So we're going to go real nitty gritty here. We're going to separate all of our kids' material into what they need to accomplish for the week. And then you're going to take it and you're going to ask your kids. So work with your kids. Do you want me to divide this up by subject? So you want to try to get all math done on one day? Or do you want to divide it up and maybe do like just 10 minutes of math, 10 minutes of writing, and, you know, kind of do it like that? But then ultimately know that you're going to have to try different things. And it might work differently with each child, but you have to kind of get a feel for, this is the work we have to accomplish this week, which will actually usually make them feel a little bit better, because the unknown is a little scary when they don't know exactly what needs to get done. So if there's a reading or a writing assignment that does not have a piece of paper associated with it, I would put it on an index card. So again, they see that this is what needs to get done. And there are going to be those classes that you can't do all in one day. You're going to have to spread it out during the week, but you're going to want to look at that and figure out, you know, what of this work right here needs me? Like, again, your pre-readers, you're going to have to be reading most of the material with them. So you'll be working pretty one-on-one with them the whole time and kind of trying to see what can you group together with your kids if you have multiple kids, but really trying to figure out, you know, what do they, okay, I'm going to have to explain how to do this. I'm going to have to explain how to do that. And then allowing them to get that independent work done on their own time or while you work with the next person. So sometimes I'm literally doing just one assignment with one child and then jumping over to the next kid to explain their assignment while they're getting started. And so we kind of do with back and forth. But if there's any independent reading, that gets saved until after lunch in our home. And so that's kind of what I mean as far as chunking your time, is what do you want to try to accomplish? And the other key thing is don't forget evenings, because you can also do some of the work in the evening. So if there's a book you need to be reading, maybe just save it for evening time where you just want some mellow time in the evening, or find the book on audio.
Yes.
I'm just saying, you're welcome. That, I mean, like that, I remember the first time somebody said that, I'm like, wait a minute, what? Like, I can get an audiobook? I don't have to actually read it to them? And then like, yeah. So, because there are some books that I'm just like, this book, I hate to say that, but sometimes some of the books I'm just not as interested in. And it's right. like, I mostly because in my brain, I'm thinking of the other things I need to get done.
Right.
So I, some books I'm like, no, don't you go read ahead of me. Like, right. I want to be there. I want to read that with you. In fact, the kids are doing that to me today. They're like, okay, we'll have daddy read this part. I'm like, no, I want to go home or do it when I'm in the room, something, but you know, make it fun. But that is, I'm hoping that makes sense. Yes. Like you're just dividing your day into what you want to accomplish when.
Right. Right. And it really helps to have things written down because like you said, if it's not written down and you just expect them just say, go do your work. That can be very overwhelming for mom and child.
That's very hard. Yeah.
And so having things written down, and it doesn't have to be a pretty colorful spreadsheet. You can literally just take, you know, a notebook and just write down, you know, here's what it is today. And for some, you know, I know you talked about planning out the week ahead of time.
Yeah.
I know for my girls, we just because we have kind of a wonky schedule in our family, we don't and we travel a lot. And so we don't have I don't ever come up with our like scope and sequence for the whole year.
Yeah. And that's a homeschoolese word, too. So you might want to explain what that is.
What
so.
Scope and sequence?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, that's the plan.
That one. When I remember when people threw that away or threw that around when I was first homeschooling, I'm like, what?
Right. So that's the plan. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying that. That's your plan basically for the whole year that says, you know, okay, week one, you're going to do this lesson on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Week two, you're going to do these problem, you know, these lessons. That does not work for our family. Actually, I don't know any family that works perfectly for. Most families will, at least mom can maybe plan a week ahead of time. But for us, it works best for us to just say the next lesson. And so my girls just have a blank grid, basically a worksheet, and it has math, history, literature, and, you know, all the different subjects that they have. And then as they complete it, they actually write in the blank what lesson they've completed for the day. And that works much better.
And there's
better
the key, the teacher book tea, those teacher planners. That's another like homeschool mom, like our first year homeschool mom thing. I'm going to write out everything we're going to do all year by day.
No.
Don't do that.
No.
Just, they can fill it out.
It's so funny. I remember the very first time I saw one of those, it was at Target. This was 9.5 years ago and it was in the dollar section and it was this really cute little teacher planner. And I was like, this is my first year homeschooling a kindergartner. Okay. And I was like, I can actually plan out my whole year. I was so excited to be able to do that. And so anyway, I learned very quickly that that doesn't work because
you can plan your whole year ahead of time, but not like that. And that's scary.
Right. Yes, that is scary. And here's the thing is that as everyone's finding out right now, life happens and it's beyond our control oftentimes. And so you can plan everything out, but then you've got, you know, kids will end up sick or maybe, you know, dad loses his job. I mean, that's been a thing that has happened with many friends, you know, of ours is dad loses his job and you end up having to move in the middle of the school year for a new job. Or, I mean, there just are so many things, a new baby being born. There are so many things that can just throw kind of a virtual wrench into our homeschool plan. And so give yourself grace. I mean, I cannot stress that enough. Give yourself grace as a mom and give your kids grace because you're in this together. You're not in a race to win this race and say, we did it. We finished, you know, to the very end of the book. The goal is so that your kids will learn and so that they will love learning, not so that they can check a box and say, we have finished to the end of the book, because that actually doesn't usually ever happen anyway.
No, not even public schools. I had so many public school teachers who gave me the kind words of, we never finish books. And I was like, God bless you.
Yeah.
Because that made me feel a lot of grace.
Yes.
So.
This episode of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast is brought to you by Abeka and their new 10-month payment plan for everybody. Whether you're a video homeschool family enrolled in Abeka Academy or you lead the lessons yourself, you can now get everything you need and get 10 months to pay. Learn all about it at abeka.com/payplan. That's abeka.com/payplan.
Hey guys, this is Brooklyn Hampton. Have you left a review for the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast yet? If you haven't, then pause the show right now and go do it. Don't worry, I'll wait. Have you done it yet? Great. Then back to the show.
Let's answer a couple questions here. So
I know I'm like
asking,
watching these come in. I'm like,
woo-hoo. Yeah. What is a good teaching frame for each subject? Example, I've worked in 1 hour of reading, 1 hour for math. I know that can be flexible. My concern is it too much. Do you want to run with that?
Yeah, it's really going to be child dependent. Here is what we all have to face is everything's got to be child dependent. If you've got a child that loves reading and you're like, we're going to do 10 minutes of reading right now, they're going to be like, no, please, please keep going. So and it depends on how old your child is too. So if you're talking about a high schooler, that's totally appropriate. An hour of math, an hour of reading, that's exactly high school level. So I would ask Lisa, how old, or I don't know if it's Lisa or Lisa Marie, how old your child is. So if you're talking kindergarten, please, no. Like your whole day should be done in an hour. Yeah. With your preschooler, I mean, with your kindergartner, and really truly families out there listening in, if you have a kindergartner in first grader, you can get away with reading to your kids and baking with them and maybe doing like basic math, ABC, you know, like just basics. Yeah. Just keep it fun. And really reading is the most important thing you can do with your young children. Yeah. But you know, for other families, there's different styles of homeschooling. And one style, I'm not even going to throw the name out there because it's overwhelming. But one style says 10 minutes of each type of discipline each day. Other people will tell you to mix it up and be like, I'm going to do an hour of math today. And that's what you do. And then the next day, I'm going to do an hour of history today. And that's what you do. You know, so it really depends on you. And it depends on the age. Okay, fourth and sixth. Thank you. Okay, so fourth grade. No, that's way too much, I would say, for one day. Sixth grade, it's still, it just depends. It depends on how rigorous the math is. Reading, I would say go for 30 minutes. Personally, that's me, unless you're, you know, unless your teacher, if you are in a school, is telling you they are required to get this much reading done. But 30 is usually a pretty good time frame for having them do independent reading. And again, math hopefully isn't going to take you a whole hour. Calculus might. But fourth and sixth grade math shouldn't take that long. And we all get to have fun teaching our kids how to carry the one.
Right. Well, and you know, math I find to be one of those subjects that it depends. We do online math. So we use teaching textbooks.
Yeah. And we have one kid who does it.
We absolutely love it. And they have to do at least one lesson a day. Sometimes they'll do two. And here's how we do our math. If they are working on a, particular math problem and math idea, but that's not the right word.
Concept.
Thank you. That's the word I'm looking for.
I got you.
What's that word?
I do the same, like Rolodex.
Right. If they're learning a brand new concept and it's something that's really difficult for them, they may not get through a whole lesson in a day. But if they're reviewing something that they already know, maybe it's just a little bit more advanced, then I'll tell them if they're doing a good job with it, do every other problem, because there's no sense if they've got it down.
Yeah.
They don't need to do every single problem. So I'll have them do every other problem, and then they can sometimes get through a math lesson in a matter of, 10 minutes. And oftentimes they'll do a second math lesson just because they can. They have time, and they'll, oftentimes say, oh, I did two math lessons today. But sometimes they only get through half a math lesson because it's a new concept and they're struggling with it clicking in their minds. And so it just depends. It depends on where they are with that. History I do with my girls, and I really enjoy that. We read together. And so that is just something that we do, the three of us together. Science they do separately, and it depends on they watch science videos and they've got workbooks and things. And so, it just depends on the subject. It depends on the child, and it depends on their attention span, because what you don't want to do is this is a hard balance, because you don't want to force your children to sit down and you are going to do this and you are going to like it and you're going to be happy about it and you're going to learn it with tears running down their faces. That's not fun for anyone. That's miserable for mom, for child, for everybody. And all they're going to do is end up hating whatever it is that you're making them do. On the other hand, they still have to do the work, and you know, that is required of them. And so you have to kind of find a good balance. Like you said, morning time for some is great if they're awake and, you know, revived in the morning after waking up, and you've let them sleep in a little bit. Oftentimes that's the best time. For some, you know what, after lunchtime is the best time to do the harder subjects. It just depends on your child. And that's one of the great benefits
and
of homeschooling.
I would say it depends on you too, because if you, I think you have to make it work for everybody, because your sanity is the key. So if your kids are afternoon learners, that means you're going to take some of that sanity mom time in the morning.
Right.
So just go read a book on your own while your kids are kind of waking up and maybe getting some reading done or something basic.
Right.
But you've got to figure that out as a family.
Yes.
So,
Every family is different. And that's one of the beauties of homeschooling, is that you know your kids better than anyone else knows them. And so you have the flexibility now to be able to cater to them and really foster a love for learning in them. And you know, if your kids, I know a lot of people are on spring break right now, but if your kids are used to a very rigorous schedule, if they've been in school, you might need to take a week to just breathe a little bit. If you don't have work that's required to turn in, but just take a week, be a family, go outside as much as you can. You know, don't get within 6 feet of anybody, but let your kids play outside. That's another thing, is take breaks and let your kids go outside. And just blow off, you know, some of their, run off some of their energy. And
And this is a great time too, for families who maybe don't have as, I really don't know what your teachers are giving your kids right now.
Right.
It does sound like they're, see, here's the thing, is that when I plan out my homeschool year, I'm an idealist. Like, I'm like, we can get all this done, but then you have to be a realist. Like, you have, like, you can't just think like, whoa, this is all going to be awesome. You have to be realistic too, because a lot of times when you're in the middle of it, you're like, not going to happen. And so I'm hoping that the teachers out there are understanding that we are just in different times. And so yes, they have assignments that are due. And this is where I think parents need to have a voice and need to make sure to be like, you know, this is unrealistic. I had them. And I've had friends tell me that they literally set a timer and they said, if my child cannot accomplish this in this amount of time, then you've assigned too much work. So I was like, whoa. Yeah. So, I mean, you can do all kinds of things. I've seen all these great comments too. I'm loving all the little like, yeah, I do that too.
Yeah.
And everything. But I wonder, there was something, somebody wrote something. Oh, you guys are talking about writing. You write it down or they write it down as far as what you accomplished in the day. Yes. But let's see, what was the other one that I saw that I was like, oh, I want to make sure we talk about that. Okay. I heard, if my younger one is crying and throwing a fit, the level of the length of time you have is too hard. Yeah. So, okay. So here's the thing. If the work that you are doing, your child is throwing a tantrum or crying or breaking down, think of it this way. When your child is attempting to do work, you're going to sometimes see a fight or flight reflex. The fight is when they start arguing with you and they get really mad and upset and they don't want to do it. The flight is, I have to go to the bathroom. I need to drink water. It just looks different in homeschooling. I remember the first time I was like, oh, this is fight or flight. You're going to see that come up. You're going to see a lot of fun opportunities to get to parent your child. But oftentimes you are going to also see underlying moments where they need to have some foundations retaught. So if they're struggling with math and getting frustrated and crying over it, maybe it's because the concept is a little bit above their level, or maybe they don't have their math facts down. Because with math, oh my goodness, if you get one little thing wrong in like in division or multiplication, if you miss, you know, one piece, then, you know, you got to rework the whole thing. So that is where you've got to know those facts. Same with reading, same with writing. Sometimes we just need to pull back a little and brush up on those core, you know, facts, and then move forward from there. So if your child is definitely, you know, feeling that kind of pressure, also know right now, it's crazy. Kids are confused. Yeah. So we need to be really, really mindful of that. And I think now is not the time to push them and be like, you got to get this done. This is a time to embrace the fact that we all could be home together. So we're going to make homeschool time fun. And this, I actually just did a YouTube video about what we were doing in our day. We were reading in ancient history about cuneiform. So we're learning about like early writing. And so I was like, oh wait, we have clay. So we like grabbed some clay and we made our little cuneiforms, and I had to make letters for their dad, and they couldn't use any words. They had to do pictures. So that's an example. And then we happened to read a book where it was based in China and the little boy was eating dumplings. I was like, oh, we happen to have dumplings in the freezer. So, you know, and hey, if you really want to have fun, then you read Amelia Bedelia.
Oh, gosh.
Got lemon meringue pie or Farmer Boy. They eat everything in that one. Lots of donuts, lots of yummy stuff. But that's just an example of just being mindful, like listen to what's happening with your kid. And I will say this too, is that if your child truly is frustrated and not getting concepts, there could also be learning disabilities that are hidden there that are starting to come out. And I will say that through homeschooling, I've discovered that I'm slightly dyslexic. And I kind of always kind of knew that, but through homeschooling and learning more things, I'm like, oh, that's me. So it's always really interesting as you learn things about yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I hope that's encouraging. Just give yourself grace, but give your kids grace too.
Yeah.
It's really important to not push them too hard and to really, I mean, when our kids are reacting, it's usually because of something. Mm-hmm. So maybe they are fearful. Maybe they are just not wanting to do the work. Maybe they are lazy. You know, man, that is when you're like, mm-hmm, like we're going to push a little harder. But maybe they do have some fundamentals that they just need to brush up on.
Yeah.
So there's my like 10 cents. That's not even 2 cents. I give you 10 cents right there.
10 cents. That is a shiny new dime right there, Christy.
Right.
And yes, it's remember that the relationship that you're building with your child is more important than just the academics. And so that, you know, you've got to keep that in mind, and you do not want to come to the end of the day with everyone in tears and, you know, mom just like, I can't wait to get away from these kids, and kids can't wait to get away from mom. And, you know, they're fighting with each other. I mean, that nobody wants that. That is a miserable, miserable day. And so, you know, just remember it's the relationship comes first, and then allow things to kind of fall into line, and you have to guide them. You know, kids aren't going to on their own just say, mom, I'm going to do my math now for the next 30 minutes. And then I'm going to,
there are some of those that do.
There are some. Yes.
I'm just going to say
that
there
are.
And it's amazing. And if you have one, you kiss them extra big, and you thank the Lord for giving you that child, because that is not always the way things go.
Right. It is not. Though I would say most people who have a child like that, that might be one of several of their kids. So if you have more than one kid, then it's likely that they are not all that way. I really hope you've been encouraged by my conversation with Christy Clover. You can learn more about Christy and all of her excellent resources at christyclover.com. Until next time, have a fantastic day.